run it up, run it up. Da-dun, 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 da-dun. Yeah, run it up, run it up. Yo, I like this one. This gonna be the intro song for people out there going to get some money. Not now, but I mean, right now this watch it cost a thug. My swag 100 plus, black up tight, the gold chain. And see my plug, who made the cut? I'm in the club, I own the club. Bitch, that's close enough. This ain't no bungee, see your lady, see you.
Niggas to Texas, right?
Because the Raiders can possibly win a game.
Can they?
Yes. Yes. They can possibly.
I don't know.
I'm ready to cash in. I need every dollar they hooing and hollering. Hey, celebrity fashion. Speaking of trolling fans, I'm trending they nosy, man. Yeah, King Diamond spoke of him, but I know I'm cashing the money.
I mean, Marcus already made his pick. I am in the exact same.
38 to nothing. Nigga, <Get out here. laughs>
Started Alonzo Gill at shooting guard and beat them. What? Come. No.
Money and power, oh yeah, respect. I'm demanding this shit. I'm fucking up commas. I'm high as a jet. I'm flexing this shit. I can tell it's my time without checking my race. Feeling like I'm the best in this bitch. Had a few songs when I wanted this shit. And if money ain't talking, I'm asking it quick. These niggas can match my
number. Hey, look, Magic Johnson is the greatest point guard of all time. If I ever said different on this show, I was high.
Waking the morning and straight to the bag, and I'm keeping it running like Michelin Man. These niggas is crazy. They thinking that I ain't been on my shit lately. Go try to play me. I'm turning the ghost, I'm calling them Swayze. So shit just amazed me. Believing these rappers when niggas is flaky. Respect it greatly. Show up in your hood and moving it safely. And tell you to run it up. My karma is beautiful. Please don't fuck it up. For those who ain't heard of us, don't worry.
Coming up. Yo.
Why are you so loud?
Hey, Malik, who's the best point guard of all time?
What's up?
I was just asking the question. I just wanted to see where your mind was at right now. That's all.
What's up, everybody? Episode 158 of Conversations at the Shop. We back. Everybody here.
Tried to trick me. Oh, smart.
The whole gang is here. What's up, guys? Y'all enjoy y'all's break.
We needed this. We needed to get back on the air because you know how the group chat gets when we don't have a show. And shit was getting reckless. So we very much need to get back on the air.
I got bullied in the group chat again.
I get bullied. I don't even see it. I'll be at work and clock off and look at my phone with 60 messages. Half of them coming at somebody who I like. I appreciate that.
I don't know what to tell you.
I have no clue about anybody getting bullied in any group chat.
That's Pat.
What was that? Marcus, was that your inner John Morant, or what was that?
Yeah, I was doing my John Morant fire. I will say free job, but never mind.
Well, you know how that goes, man. While we here, let's go ahead and jump into this conversation, bro. We at the final stretch run in the NBA. We like 15 games left.
Something in that range.
What are y'all most excited about this last final stretch of the NBA game?
I mean, we know what Malik is excited about.
No, you don't.
Do we really? Do we really? Do we really know what he's excited about?
No, you don't.
What are you excited about, Malik?
I don't want to go first. Well, I got to go first.
I don't want to go first. You already know how I feel about this shit. I don't want to go first. So just pass it to somebody else and let them say what they're excited about. Give me some time to think. I just woke up. Like, damn. Marcus apparently has to. So it's back in between you and Corey of who's most excited first. Because we need some time to get our stuff together. Thank you very much.
Niggas is high. I'm gonna be honest. Niggas is high. All right. Let's be transparent on this show. Yo,
hey, look. Don't know nobody speak for me, okay?
All right, man. Look, all right. I go first. Hopefully, my phone will stand up. But I guess we got to be kind of interested in seeing what Phoenix does with KD and how far they go. They look pretty good so far, even though I don't think they really had a real challenge other than maybe yesterday, but that, I don't know. I don't really see Dallas as a threat.
I just want to point this out. I started the playoffs on my 2K, right? So today, if you started the playoffs, right, it'd be them versus Golden State.
Right.
Yeah, they got swept. They got swept. They got swept. I don't know if it's something with KD or what, but hey, look, they got swept, bro.
With KD?
With KD, they got swept.
Man, that's nasty work. I don't think that's going to happen in real life, though. I don't see that happening. Golden State look too inconsistent for that.
I need Dallas to get their shit back together and get up to that 5 seed because I need Phoenix Dallas in the first round. I need Phoenix versus Dallas. After that game yesterday, nah. NBA, do what you do best, rig some shit. I need Luka and Booker going at each other for a full series. I need that. It has to happen.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Definitely. I'd love to see DeMar get the 7 guy.
Because they ain't going to fight.
No, I mean, it's never going to be a fight.
They never said they was going to fight.
No, they're going to start it.
Hey, what I said before, bro, when the fight starts, it's going to be between two niggas nobody ever expected, like Bo Bamba and Austin Rivers. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck got them two fighting and for what? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be that. It ain't gonna be them two. It ain't gonna be Luka and Devin Booker. Like, as they you saw yesterday, start. If yesterday was any indication, they're not gonna fight. Luka could have just walked up and just stood on Booker if he really wanted to, but no. Everybody know what that is. Argue, we get close, everybody gotta hold you back. Yeah, we know.
I feel like they could start the situation, but then it's just gonna be like they going to start it, and they going to get in each other's face, and then it's going to be like Torrey Craig and Tim Hardaway that's actually going to do some shit. Like,
that's a nasty fight right there, too. Torrey and Tim. Like, come on, y'all. But that's what they'll do it, though. It'll be them two niggas, right?
Right. Like, they going to start it, and in the midst of them separating Booker and Luka, like, one of them going to get too close. Torrey Craig just look like...
Don't touch me. Move. No, you move.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I had 100%. No, I need that.
I kind of want to see what the Knicks doing. Shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. I watched them yesterday, and I was impressed watching them against Boston. They had some ups and downs, but you know, I want to see what they do.
That is a hell of a win. That was on the road too, right? Was that in Boston?
They were on the road. Yeah, that was
on
in Boston.
The road without Brunson. To get that,
bro, Emmanuel quickly did work. God damn, he was smoking shit.
Yeah, I'm always here for Celtics losses and any Celtic pain, so very much appreciate that. I'm probably looking most forward to just seeing what the fuck happens between 5 through 10 in the West. Just that entire every day, two teams that moved spots at least.
Yeah, that's a tight race right there for real. Like, that's a tight race. I think they're like 2.5 games. Like that's
two,
like the
three whole, games apart from each other.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
From the losses tight. Side, it's three games technically, but it's two on the losses. Minnesota's 34-32 at 6. Portland and Oklahoma City are 30-34 at 12-13. So it's literally you go win four straight. Just win four straight. And you're good.
Like, you'll be up there.
That is I just want to see who ends up.
Oh, I can't forget this too, because since they up there at number three, I want to see what Sacramento will do. I don't really have them like being like a championship contender. I don't see that, but I do want to see how far they go. I mean, shit, they up there and they playing pretty good. I want to see how far they go. And I know the first round in Sacramento is gonna get crazy. I know the fans gonna be crazy, bro. First round,
they love that shit.
They gonna love that, bro. And they high. It's not like they like at the bottom. They number three. Like,
nigga gotta come see them first.
Yeah, you gotta come to their house first. Yeah, I want
to
see.
They have not been to the playoffs since 2006.
Damn, did that see well in them?
Let me look.
That's
Let's see.
Asia.
No, Sea Web. This is Meta World Peace. Mike Bibby, Peja. Bonzi Wells was on.
They made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they made it to the playoffs, bro.
Lost in the first round, but they made it.
Damn. Bibby, Meta World Peace. Yeah, that you bound to go out the first round, didn't I?
Yeah, that actually will be fun because Sacramento crowds is be crazy as shit.
Yeah, they score. They like a high scoring ass team.
They're like the highest scoring team in the league.
Yeah, defense. It's just up and down the floor.
They're easily the highest scoring team in the league. They're 3 points ahead of
176 game and shit like that. He fucked crazy.
They average 121 points a game. No one else averages over 118. They, I guess, not even close how far ahead they are in scoring. That's my thing. Is definitely who ends up, because it's teams like right now, Dallas and the Clippers and New Orleans are all in the play-in, and then the Lakers are tied for the last spot with Utah. You could conceivably have a play-in of Dallas with Kyrie and Luka, the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, the Lakers with hopefully healthy Bron and AD, and New Orleans with – God damn it, Zion. Zion, get your ass back. That's like the NBA's fucking dream. If Zion could get healthy and Bron is back, those four teams in the play-in, that's the NBA's fucking dream. They'd lose their shit.
That's a lot of money right there.
All right, Malik, we've given you ample time. What are you looking forward most to in this NBA stretch run, sir?
I want to see if the Lakers make the play-in, nigga. That's what I want to see. I want to see that. I want to see if the Lakers make the play-in. I want to see if the Nuggets is going to sustain that number one seed or if they're going to falter like they do every year.
Nah, there's no way. They got six games on number two.
I don't trust them.
I don't either.
I want to see what's going on with Boston because Boston losing all these games to teams that they teams that they should beat at home. They're blowing like 20-point leads. Like they usually have like a 20-point lead in the third quarter and then they tend to lose it. It's starting to get a little weird. Knicks did a good job yesterday, but the bigger question should be what's going on with Boston. I think that Ime Udoka situation is going to rear its ugly head at this point because this is where he's going to be missed. I like Mazzulla. I do. But they don't play with the same intensity that they played with last year. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going on with them. That's pretty much it.
I gotta ask this to Gerard, and I asked him off the air. he ain't really want to answer it. So I'm going to ask him again. Of the teams who could be in the play-in, so let's just say Golden State, Minnesota, Dallas, Clippers, New Orleans, Utah, Lakers. Which team do you least want to see in that eight seed?
They really don't want to see none of them. They all could be dangerous. Golden State is tricky, bro. Y'all just got smoked by them last year. The Clippers is tricky because they go up and down. Minnesota's young, but they that's probably who y'all want. Y'all probably want.
The team that I don't want to see in the play-in is probably if Phoenix somehow fall in the play-in would be a team I don't want to see. But other than that, I'm not scared of nobody.
I don't think Phoenix will. I mean, it's possible, but I don't think they'll fall that
far. They got Chris Paul. Anything possible.
I wouldn't be scared of none of them teams, really, bro. Golden State too inconsistent for me this year.
They consistent with whooping y'all ass, so that's what you need to be worried about.
We just beat them. What are you talking about?
In the playoffs. Let's stop it.
Well, the playoffs get here.
And that was without Steph.
Who?
Steph cooked them. Just beat them. Without Steph.
Not when Steph was sixth man of the year. All you want, Jordan, he let his young nigga cook out.
Still be mad about that shit. The only game we won last year, Jordan had like 13 points. The other game, 30 and up. But I don't really see. I'm not afraid of any team out west this year. Honestly, like they could be in the play-in. I'm not afraid of any of them.
Would your loyalties be torn if you have to choose between Kyrie and the Nuggets?
He's going to choose the Nuggets, but he's going
to
still.
I'm going to choose the Nuggets.
He going to go against the rest of the Mavericks, but Kyrie. Like, Kyrie can hit 30, but nobody else can.
Hey, yeah, like, as long as don't nobody else do shit. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Like, one of them can go off. Don't let both them niggas go off. You can't have a 40-40 game. Like, you can't have a Luka 40 and a Kyrie 40.
Well, Phoenix just withstood that and won, so why can't the number one seed?
40-40? Because the niggas Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. They got Jokic out here getting – they got Arvydas Sabonis Jr. out here getting points.
They didn't both have 40. It was like, well, everybody had 30. The last niggas that seen them niggas do 40 and 40, they lost. Even though they tried to give that game away against Philly, they was up 27. I don't know how you be up 15 with 5 minutes to go and then all of a sudden you right there. But I don't see you like I said in the group, bro. If the Nuggets don't make it to the Western Conference Finals or the Finals this year, it's a fucking
failure. No Western Conference Finals. No, it's the Finals. It's the Finals. Western Conference Final appearance should not be acceptable. You've been there already, have you not?
Yeah, when we was healthy, yeah.
Okay, so why are you going to accept making it to a level that you've already been to?
Yo, we got a new team and all these things is... I don't trust Aaron
better.
Gordon yet
they're
to be
better.
Just the missing piece to why we fucking make it to the finals, bro.
Fucking Gary Harris was on your team when you made it to the conference finals.
Y'all gonna die in the first round.
Like,
we're not dying at all. Just remember that.
I got y'all actually dying in the first round regardless if he come out. I'm sorry, my boy. I got y'all dying in the first round. I got no faith in y'all whatsoever.
Because it's gonna be the same thing that Golden State did last year. Yes, Jokic is Jokic. Now the rest of y'all do something. And I know y'all got Jamal back, but That nigga ain't inconsistent, bro. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that boy, he is still like trying to find his way, bro. Like, he'll have a game where he'll go the first half, he'll be on, and then the second half, he off.
Whatever. How was he struggling to find himself? You ain't on a new team. What has he played? 50 games at least this year?
Like, he's struggling just to find his shot. Like, just that's just it. Like, his shot is off. Like, it's he go 8 for 21 or 10 for 31, shit like that. Like, his shot is just off. Like, it's not falling. But then he'll go for a game where he'll go 12 for 24 or 12 for 18, and he'd be like, "Oh, there go Jamal right there."
There you go, and then the next game, go back to 22. That's why y'all go tie in the first round, especially depending on who y'all got. That's why I said you gotta hope that you get Minnesota. Cause I never would trust a team that had Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert at the same time. I'm sorry, we're not doing that. I like Anthony. I love Anthony Edwards. Love him, but nah. That's our best bet. The Clippers is too dangerous with PG and Kawhi. They could go off at any moment. You definitely don't want to see Golden State. You better hope and pray they don't fall down. You know what's
is Russell Westbrook still a part of the Clippers?
Yes, he is.
I'm not scared of the Clippers, bro.
All right. I can't argue that point.
yes, you can, man. Let's go down his roster. Okay. Let's go down the Denver Nuggets roster and ask who's on their team. Y'all still got Aaron Gordon Jr. on your team?
Aaron Gordon Jr.?
No, yeah, it's Aaron Gordon 1 and Aaron Gordon 2 because they're the same.
They're not the same.
One of them can dunk harder than the other. That's all.
Offensive Aaron Gordon and defensive Aaron Gordon. You need both of them stuck on the other side. You got offensive Aaron Gordon, you got defensive Aaron Gordon. That's it.
That's why I got KCP.
Yeah, we got KCP, though.
Jerry. y'all better hope he can replicate his bubble run. Y'all better hope he can pull that shit off. I mean, I can't. They are the hottest team in basketball. Milwaukee just lost. So, shit. Malik, Emmanuel quickly or Jamal Murray, who you got?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yo, somebody got to mean this shit. Man, that was a great gift right there, dog. Damn. He looked at you like, what, nigga?
Give me your manual quickly, nigga. Fuck
out of here. I'm like, it went crazy last night. I ain't even blaming.
All right, man. So right now, who makes the play-in in the East and who makes the play-in in the West, bro?
Well, we don't make it. Let me just put that out there. And I hope we don't. I'm out on this.
Still old pick. Y'all old pick from the Vooch trade still?
So right now in the Eastern Conference, in the play-in, you got Miami, Atlanta, Toronto, and Washington. And Miami is 2 games behind Brooklyn.
Shout out to Michael Bridges, too.
Damn. It's only top 4 protected, too? Shit.
It's nasty, Corey.
Damn. I thought it was like maybe lottery protection or something. Nah, it's only top 4 protected. Yeah, that shit
is
gone.
It's nasty.
Ooh, yo, Orlando about to be stacked. Shit. I think the East stays. I think that the 4 that's in there is going to stay. Miami, Atlanta, Toronto, Washington. Only possibility is Washington going on a very Washington Wizards-like slump. And probably Indiana sneaking in there or something. Or maybe a hometown hero, Pat Bev, can lift y'all up to the play-in. That's It's where he does his best work. It was his greatest moment of his career was winning the play-in game last year. So,
I'm tired of
but I think Brooklyn goes down and Miami comes out that play.
So Brooklyn right now is 2.5 games ahead of Miami, 3 in the loss column. So that's also banking on Miami like staying playing all of their players. Because, that Kyle Lowry deal is looking worse and worse by the year.
It's been worse. It's been horrible. It was horrible from the jump.
No. Either way, I don't think any of the teams below rise up. Maybe a team falls like Brooklyn, but I think it'll probably end up being that exact four in the East. The West, that's a whole different story. I don't know what the fuck about to happen out there.
Malik, what you think?
I can see Brooklyn falling. But Jacque Vaughn still got them boys playing good basketball, though, so they could very well just hold on to that spot.
I feel like Brooklyn now is what Utah was at the beginning of the year. Just like a bunch of really good players. Like, no one sucks. You just got like 8, 9 really
except for Benson.
Good players. Oh, he's still in the rotation?
Don't matter. Don't matter.
He ain't play.
I don't think Ben played. Did Ben even play? Even been playing?
He didn't play in this last game that they just won. Granted, against Charlotte, but Dinwiddie, Michael Bridges, Cam Johnson, Finney Smith, Nick Claxton start. Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Seth Curry, Cam Thomas off the bench. Like, that's a
Don't need them motherfuckers.
That's a high rotation right there.
That's a good nine. Yeah, it's all right. That's a good rotation. You only eat 8, 9 coming to playoff.
All right, so the most exciting play-in race is out west, where it's damn near a 16 race.
And the teams are solid too. It's not like Washington, Toronto. Looking at the bottom of the barrel.
So from what was it? From five
started
to
five.
Well,
started five, yeah.
From five to let's go to Portland.
13, yeah, down to Portland.
You got Golden State, Minnesota, Dallas, the Clippers, New Orleans, Utah, the Lakers, OKC, and Portland. All separated by 3 games. You go on a 5-game streak, you can definitely be in fifth place. 5-game winning streak, you probably be in fifth place. Maybe a 4-game winning streak, hell.
For real, for real. But
who do you see making the play-in and missing the play-in out west?
I think Minnesota falls down into the play-in. I think Dallas passes them. I think Utah will fall out. I think the Lakers will take Utah's spot. And I think it'll be in – I don't know the order, but I think in some order it'll be Minnesota, Clippers, New Orleans, Lakers in the play-in.
That sounds about right. I thought you told them stick in there, but yeah, and it fell off.
It's still possible. Quick.
It's possible. Oh, yeah. They was number one at one point, so and so was New Orleans. But we know what's up with New Orleans. Utah didn't lose nobody. Like that's the thing. Like they just fell the fuck off.
Utah probably had the best record in the West if Zion didn't get hurt. Like, New Orleans was smoking it was for a minute, but
goddamn hamstring. killing his ass.
Yeah, when you fucking 364 pounds jumping up like that, puts a lot of pressure on all of your muscles and bones.
I think the plan will probably be, I got faith in the Lakers, bro. No, I don't. I don't have faith in the Lakers. I don't think
I was about to fucking say, you know, don't do that.
I don't have no faith in y'all, Corey. LeBron out. AD look like.
AD look like what?
AD look like what?
He uninterested, bro. Like,
but he just, what the fuck? What?
Like, he don't want to be in LA no more, bro. Like,
have you not seen the last two games?
I seen them. That still don't mean that he want to be in LA, bro.
He looked uninterested in being in LA yesterday.
I don't think he wants to be in LA.
As he was dunking over the entire Warriors front line.
Who on the Warriors can stop AD?
And screaming. He was screaming. He's pretty excited. Pretty excited about it.
He was locked in yesterday. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Look, if he had one instance where everybody was kind of looking like, what's wrong? And that's the night that LeBron won the scoring title. And he said it was because they were losing. That seemed pretty plausible to me.
We'll talk about that another day because I think they're going
to
get rid of it.
There are reasons to doubt the Lakers. AD being uninterested is not one of them.
Nah.
It's not because.
It's really LeBron's health to me. That's just it. Like, how healthy are the Lakers going to be going in? Is AD going to be able to hold up? Is LeBron going to be able to hold up? It don't look like it. But I don't have no faith in Utah. And I damn sure ain't got no faith in nobody in Portland other than Damian Lillard. So I gotta go with the Lakers getting the play. I can't pick Utah or Portland over there right now. But I don't trust none of them niggas, including the Lakers. Because I pick OKC? Damn LeBron asses. Uh-uh.
Could you pick OKC?
I don't think they
will. No, but the Lakers?
I don't
think they're in the mix.
I can't
definitely in the mix.
Behind the Lakers.
I put him behind the Lakers. But only because they're young, though.
Like, they just do. We're like, what? Group. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, they're right there. And then Shea just suddenly sits out a couple games out of nowhere. It was like, what the? What?
He played in the All-Star game and came back the next. The very first play, the very first game, he sat out. He played in the All-Star game, so he wasn't out. He played in the All-Star game, and then he sat out the very next game. I don't know what's up with this shit. But, yeah, if Shea playing or whatever, I got them behind the Lakers. Ahead of Utah. I damn don't want to put Utah below Portland, but I can't do it.
I think the play-in stage, I think it's Minnesota, the Clippers, the Pelicans, and Utah.
So you don't have the Lakers making a play-in?
No.
You said Utah? You got Utah in there?
He is Utah in there, that's what he said. Timestamp this.
It would be clipped, sir. It would be clipped just for you.
Yep.
Just for you. What you got, Malik?
I can't call you stupid. Even though it says that you're stupid, I can't call you stupid on this.
You clearly can call him stupid.
No, I can't. I cannot call him stupid on this Lakers tape. I can't. It's a total possibility you don't make the play. Like, I don't. We've been waiting all year for you to wake up. I'm supposed to do that now. I get it. Like, I have them making the play in, but I got you in as like the 10th seed. I don't see you.
They wasn't getting above 10th seed.
Like, I'm sorry.
Lakers making in the play in, but they are definitely number 10. It ain't nothing above that.
I think we'll be
all that. All that. Let's get up to the number 6 spot top.
Mm-hmm. We're not getting to 6. But we can get to 7 or 8.
You won't.
We're a game behind. We can get to 8.
You're a game away from AD being out for two to six weeks.
Y'all got some real bad juju going on in LA, bro. I don't know what that shit's about.
LeBron got the scoring title, and he ain't been right since. Nigga got hurt in the All-Star game. Like, who do that? Got hurt in the All-Star game, going too hard. Come back, hurt his foot. Like, man, look, man. Y'all, it ain't looking so good for y'all, man. The only reason why y'all 10 is because everybody else is trash.
As the Lakers aficionado on this show, is there any update on Bron?
They say I'm not since what they said earlier last week. He'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks. And that more or less, if the Lakers can maintain things and stay afloat, he'll be able to rest for longer. But if things start going off the rails, he might try to.
They're going to need him back right. They need him back today. So, in 3 weeks, they're going to be looking for him to come on back, bro. Come on. Come on.
The good thing is LeBron is the best
at healing, too. Let's not act like the nigga ain't on steroids. Like, he'll probably be back in 2 weeks.
Boy, finna go to the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah, you know how that nigga work, man. Nigga turned it. We seen that nigga turn his ankle all the way. He seen his ankle touch the floor, and he keep playing. So.
Nigga ankle went like this.
And then
bro.
He was out there like a month after that. The same thing that happened this time. He finished the game.
He finished the game. He just went out looking limping, walking like Shawn Michaels.
Man, he did this shit in Miami. He turned his ankle and it was out for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden he looked like Superman again.
Yeah, that man get on some good drugs, man. Soak his foot in some Epsom salt. He'll be back in a couple of weeks.
I think we'll be all right. It better
not come down to the last 5 games of the season, because if so, you niggas is cooked. I'm looking at your schedule right now. So
who that last five?
They got Utah, the Clippers. You know, Russ is gonna go crazy on that game. I'm sure Russ is gonna go crazy in that Clippers game. Phoenix,
please
do. Got Utah again.
2 games against Utah is ideal.
Yeah.
You said Phoenix, Clippers, and who was the other one?
No, it's just Utah.
Utah twice, Phoenix, Clippers.
Utah. So that's.
We're beating Utah. Both of those. Right, and Houston, and we got Houston as the first one, so that's a 3-2.
Possibly. I mean, well, I don't know. We don't know. Any given night, niggas just be turning.
I'll give you one game against Utah. I'm not giving you both of them.
We're winning both of those against Utah.
AD gonna miss one of them hoes. I don't want to hear
got
that.
Houston.
Wait. I don't like how we just assuming that AD is just gonna be down here at the last stretch of the season, just healthy. I don't know.
That's my point. I got AD missing at least one of them.
Wait a minute. Let's go week by week. How about that? Let's do that.
Then don't bring that up. I didn't bring up the last 5 games. It got brought to me. Of course, I'm going to assume I'm a act as if he'll be there. Why? I don't want to think about the other possibilities.
No, damn right. You definitely one of those.
That nigga D'Angelo Russell got one of the worst sprained ankles in history, dog.
Utah and the Clippers is a back to back, and obviously he can't play those after what happened last week, right? So he's missing one of them games. That's what I'm telling you. He's either going to miss the game again.
D'Angelo Russell came over there and played 2 games. He chilling over there with the big ass coleslaw and shit.
according to
he gonna turn his ankle too.
I'm not. We don't need that. According to Darvin Ham, Anthony Davis is pain free now. That's what he said after yesterday. So, but he also said nobody's going to sit out back to backs, and then proceeded to sit out AD on a back to back and say we had this plan for weeks. So I don't know what to believe.
We can't take this nigga at his word.
Take him at his word right now. I do not know. I don't. But
would you rather AD play New Orleans or play Houston? Because you got another back to back coming up in a couple of games.
New Orleans. 100% New Orleans. We could beat Houston without him.
Well,
I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm not saying it's a lot.
Lemon green is nice.
I'm not saying it is a lock.
I think they smoke y'all if you don't have any.
They're not.
Kevin Porter Jr. is all right, man. I don't know if I'm going to get them out of there without AD or LeBron. Oh, well, that's assuming LeBron playing, right? Somebody got
to
be playing.
If I have to choose between the two games, New Orleans game is obviously way more important because we're directly fighting with them for a play-in spot.
Sengun going to have 30.
To win. Who?
Sengun going to have 30.
Not if AD on the court.
He's got to sit. You said you want if he plays the New Orleans game, he's sitting the Rockets game. So Sengun is going to have 30.
Yeah, because y'all ain't got Thomas Bryant no more. Y'all sent him to Denver.
I'm going to make sure I circle. I'm going to circle this game.
Wait, they got Vanderbilt. They got Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt been playing at the five. Maybe he can lock that. Nah.
Because they'll start who they're going to start, assuming. He's playing because he also just turned his damn ankle because everyone does on the Lakers. They would
See,
start
man.
Mo Bamba.
Hey, They'd man. Start Mo Bamba hey, I got, you know what? The Lakers, I got damn. The Lakers out of the play-in. I got the Lakers out of the play-in. Vanderbilt just got there. He turned
no,
his ankle too?
No, not Vanderbilt. Mo Bamba.
Oh, no. He was near. Damn, I forgot Mo Bamba.
I'm saying Mo Bamba, like if AD ain't playing, Mo Bamba's who they would start.
Is D-Lo back?
That's nasty.
No.
Nah, he ain't back.
Los Angeles hates him.
For a good reason. He snitched, came back, played one game, and turned his ankle and missed five.
And it does, well, because it doesn't help because Dennis is still playing. And he turned his ankle, and Dennis is playing through it. And Russell has been out for five games. And, yeah, Lakers fans do not like D'Angelo Russell right now. So when he does come back, he better.
They had Austin Reeves playing point yesterday. Like, that tell you how you.
Austin Reeves our best player,
and he did all right.
When D'Lo is back, Austin Reeves still might be our best point guard.
He can't do too much dribbling if you double team Austin, but you one on one with him, he can make some shit happen.
They had DiVincenzo fucking like picking him up full court. He was like, "All right, easy bet. All right, bro, this ain't no thing."
White crime.
I'm always here for white on white crime. I want Reeves to I want Reeves to unlock his inner Larry Bird when the team puts a white guy on him and just be like, "You putting him up? Nah, watch, disrespectful." That's what I want from Reeves. If Reeves see a white guy on him, I need him to be like, "Y'all gonna disrespect
him?" Hit him with
him. All right, bet.
So Gerard, let me get this correct. You say the West playing is going to stay exactly the way it is right now?
No, I play Minnesota.
He had Dallas moving up and Minnesota
Dallas
dropping
moving
into
up.
That's nasty words.
Okay. So if everybody hold their own, that means that Denver plays the Clippers in the first round. So it's smoke for you niggas. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's smoke. I want it all. All of it. I don't want nobody saying nothing about the run that we finna go on.
Hold on.
Okay.
Need to check this. If things were to hold, and there's a little bit of a gap, not insurmountable, but a little bit of a gap. The Phoenix Suns are still the fourth seed.
That means we play Phoenix. Yes. We owe them smoke too.
I don't think y'all owe anybody anything. I don't think nobody's like checking for y'all like that. For you to
no,
like,
we owe them smoke. We owe them smoke.
What do y'all owe them smoke from?
2 years ago. Jokic's first MVP season. He got swept by Phoenix.
But you were supposed to get swept by Phoenix. Is that the year y'all didn't have? Well, no.
We ain't had nobody.
Yeah, you had Jokic?
Yeah, he just had Jokic.
Yeah, that's it. Yogis.
You were supposed to get swept. They were on. They were like they did something they weren't supposed to do. They were supposed to kick y'all out.
Jokic couldn't give y'all a game?
No, not with
that. Jokic put up crazy numbers, but we had what you call it, point guard, bro.
That's when Ricky Rubio liked.
We had Faku at point guard. It was Faku, Austin Rivers, Jokic, Damn.
Jesus, you had Faku and Austin Rivers?
Yeah, that was
hard. It was ugly, bro.
It was nasty. Nasty work. Good show.
Jamaica Green and Jeff Green, bro. Like, that was the five.
Yeah, if y'all made, yeah.
That was the five.
Jeff Green and Jamaica Green in the front court in 2021 is nasty.
That's the five, bro. That was the five on the floor, like. And you got Will Barton coming out.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You don't owe them nothing. They did. No, we still owe them. Dude, did you just secure your start five? That was
them. Niggas not even on the team. You can't even do it. The only nigga was on the team was Jokic.
We owe them. I don't care. I don't care.
Y'all not making out second. I like it didn't even click in my head that Phoenix is on y'all side of the bracket right now. Y'all definitely not making it to the conference finals. You're not making it to the conference finals.
It's cool.
Y'all gonna get smoked.
It's cool, bro. Since we talking about it, who are y'all pretenders and contenders of these playoff teams? Because I already know who one of y'all, all three of y'all got one of my teams. Is, you know.
Well, let's say the first four seeds in each conference, those should technically be the favorites, right?
Right.
First four teams in each conference. So the West, Denver, Memphis, Sacramento, Phoenix.
Them top three all flunkies to me. I don't.
Yeah, when Memphis losing Ja
and Brandon Clark for the year,
that's nasty.
We don't know what's up with Stephen Adams. We don't gonna be bad.
Yeah, we don't know about Sacramento for real. Don't know how for real they are. So them three for Fugazi off rip. Phoenix is battle tested as far as the group that they have, and then they got KD now. So I guess you got to count. I'm labeling any team with KD as a contender. It's just that the niggas gonna be winning. But
that's fair.
That's a contender. That's a contender. The first three, Gerard, I really want to make y'all a contender, dog.
Bro, because we are, bro. Like, if you look at us play, we are definitely a contender, bro.
Yup.
28-4.
I've seen y'all play well. Listen, I've seen y'all play well. I seen y'all play well, and I think that very thing. But I also saw a couple of games. So I was like, now this looked like the team that I know. Jokic, Jamal's trash, Michael Porter, me, Aaron Gordon. Just like that's the team that I'm used to seeing. So I can't really just make y'all pretenders. I gotta make y'all pretenders, dog, until I see Jokic do something. And Jokic got to get to the finals, especially if he wins the MVP. You better not let Jokic win MVP and let that nigga lose in the first, second round, bro. Oh, we on your ass, Rod. We on your ass, bro.
Oh. Out of them first 14, bro, I would say Phoenix and Denver are both contenders, bro. Jokic has no excuse this year, bro. Like, literally, like, at the beginning of the season, I said, if they healthy, we could be straight. I had to see how Jamal played. I had to see how everything meshed with other this year.
Okay, now hold up. Now stop right there. Now that you have seen that, because we just got through talking about Jamal Murray.
We got through talking, yeah. And I still feel like with the additions of KCP, the way Aaron Gordon playing this year, the way Michael Porter playing this year, the way the team is just playing all together. Like, I don't need all them niggas to be hot on the same night. I just need two of them to be hot. And we know one of them going to be hot regardless. It's the other ones that just got – somebody got to come along for the ride.
That sounds like Luka in the Dallas Mavericks of last year. That sounds like just hoping and praying one of them other niggas step up and do some shit. You supposed to have one that's supposed to step up, and that's supposed to be Jamal. He's supposed to be the one.
But you know what, though? I think Jamal finds himself, as he always does, around this time of year. Last time, before he got hurt, around this time of year, when he got hurt, he was balling. I'm hoping that he turned that into something this year. So, I honestly think that we're a contender this year. And if Jokic wins his third MVP this year, which I think he will, he ain't got no choice but not to make it to the finals this year, bro. Or they going to call his MVP year again a fluke.
Yeah, Perk's a stat pad.
He not stat pad, bro.
I don't know what Perk would know about that.
Perk was on the 30. Perk was on the 30, so.
I'll say this. I'm going to label Denver as a contender by default because you got to have more than one. And I just don't trust – I can't trust Memphis without Ja. Even though they're still usually good, their ceiling is obviously significantly lower. No one on Sacramento has been in shit, so I can't trust them. You don't just make that leap like that.
PG and Kawhi cooked them niggas last night. I saw it every minute. No, right. Memphis is not a contender.
Right.
No.
So I can't put them there. I can't put Sacramento there. And then it's just – you're going to make – it's kind of like assumptions. Every single team in the West has, like, a significant flaw. Like, there's no team where, like, you look at Boston and Boston earlier, even though they're struggling a little bit, but Boston and Milwaukee, you're like, yep. Nah, I can see that. They got all the pieces. I don't think any team in the West is just like, yep, nah, that's it. We're just assuming that Phoenix is going to do that because who they got at the top. But, like, I don't think Josh Okogie is going to keep shooting, like, 70% from three for the rest of the fucking year. Like, there's no fucking way that shit happens. And then you're talking about, like, Torrey Craig or, like, we all like Terrence Ross, but I don't think Terrence Ross has been in a big game in the NBA.
Sickening.
Sickening. Calm down, dude. Just don't make me.
Sickening. I've kept my cool this whole show. It's sickening. It really is. It's fans like him. It's fans like this, bro. I'm telling you. It's fans like this.
Either way, I stand by that. I'll give Denver contender status because I don't trust anyone else. We're making assumptions on Golden State, which could still be possible, but what if Gary Payton II doesn't come back and get healthy? We don't know what the fuck's going on with Wiggins right now. Like, I'm not. God.
What?
Stop bringing him up, Gerard. Why are you doing it?
Because this bitch is Malico.
Did he really just say what the fuck I think he said, though? Like, that's the craziest shit I've seen all year. Best 1-2 in the East, man. Get the fuck out of here. And I'm a Knicks fan. Yo, cut it out. Cut it out immediately, boy. Like, yo, see? Nah, see, Knicks fans really outside. It's time to cut that shit out. Nah, yeah, I think this is wilding outside, bro, for real. Chill out. Chill out now. I'm outside with y'all, but y'all going a little bit too far now. Let's cut it out.
Knicks better hope they get that catch Cleveland and get home court in that first round. That's what I know. Malik, where are you at on your you stick with is Denver mainly? That's what it comes down to. I think all of us have Sacramento and Memphis as pretenders. All of us are going to have Phoenix as a contender. Where do you sit on Denver?
A pretender. I told you. I think they're a second round out to me. I'm sorry. Like, they're a second round out. If y'all win the first round, who do y'all play in the second round?
Right now it's Phoenix.
Right now it's Phoenix.
Or Golden State.
You play Golden State. They 4-5. Is it the 4-5 matchup, right?
That's the 4-5 right now.
I don't want to see neither one of them teams after they had to play each other, bro. I'm sorry, because if Golden State beat them, that means, oh, they locked in championship ready. And if Phoenix knocked them out, they don't see nobody else beating them in the West, which actually could be a problem after what happened last year with Luka, so I give you that. But still... If Kevin Durant knock out Golden State, he gonna be on a different type of time. So I wouldn't want to see him if I was Denver. So, yeah, I got y'all as a second round out for sure.
Okay. So, in the East, I will make the assumption that all of us will consider Boston and Milwaukee contenders.
Correct.
Is there a team, any team, or which team has the best chance of breaking up that Eastern Conference Finals matchup that I think we all think is going to happen? It's an open question to anybody.
I don't think anybody outside of Philadelphia has a chance to break that matchup up.
You smoking crack, nigga. I'm telling you right now. You smoking crack.
I missed the question. What was the question?
Is that which team has the best? I think we all assume Boston and Milwaukee are the clear favorites in the East. Which team, if any, has the best chance of breaking up that Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, okay. I know I'm a yeah. Oh, okay, I got you. All right, so all right, so I'm gonna go ahead and say it. The Knicks can do it, bro. Fuck it, man. Maybe the Knicks might do it, bro. Fuck it.
What? See, Dish, I got you, man. Malik don't want to come. He don't want to come, bro. He don't want to come through, bro. I got you. I got you, Dish. Fuck it, bro. I was impressed last night. I seen the Knicks play last couple games. I was impressed. Fuck it. I give the Knicks that. Because I don't trust Joel Embiid's health. And I don't trust James Harden in the playoffs. If you niggas forgot, are you kidding me?
James Harden was cooking the other night, though.
Man, that nigga in the playoffs, he don't do shit.
James Harden was cooking against Milwaukee, bro. I know what I saw.
As you put playoffs in front of a basketball game, bro, it's a wrap with James Harden, bro. Don't worry. All right. Okay. He looked good against Milwaukee in a regular season game. All right. See?
If there is a team, it is definitely Philly, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, you are relying on James Harden in the playoffs, which I am not
a fan of at all.
Do what you will with that.
I don't.
It's too long of a history, bro. It ain't like it's like 1 or 2 years, bro.
You're not lying. It is. Yeah. But I still think I think Embiid is good enough that you're not stopping him. And if Maxey can step up, then, as I said in the beginning of the season, if Maxey is stepping up, then you're less reliant on James Harden. And then I like a couple of the pieces they added, McDaniels, D'Anthony Melton is reliable. Like, you still got other guys. So if there was a team to break it up, it would be Philly. Sorry, Knicks fans.
No, he's not.
If y'all don't catch Cleveland, you're not making it out of the first round. Y'all need to surpass them. If y'all are able to pass them and take over the 4 seed and get home court in that playoff matchup, then I think y'all will be fine.
Home court, nigga. There's no home court. Everybody like playing in New York, nigga. Shut up. Ain't no home court when it comes to the Knicks. Everybody like playing in New York. All the stars like playing there.
What I'm talking about, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Cleveland's home record. Because Cleveland has like the third best home record in the league. That's what I'm going with it. Cleveland at home is 27-7. That's why I say the Knicks need to pass them. Not for the Knicks' sake of having home court advantage, but to take it away from Cleveland, where they don't be losing like that at fucking home. That's my point. That's where I lie. Because now you're – I don't – Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs. Give me Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs.
In New York,
having home court where they don't lose, I'm taking Cleveland in that matchup.
Donovan Mitchell in New York, you think he becomes the new Trae Young and the most hated nigga in New York, or is he still Trae Young still? Because he would cook y'all in the garden, bro.
How sure are we about Cleveland in the playoffs? Because Donovan Mitchell been there. They don't have Kevin Love no more. Is there any other veterans that been there? A lot of their core guys are kind of young, right?
Very true. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, this comes from the nigga that said Jordan Poole wouldn't cook y'all again, so you a great judge of playoff talent, ain't you? Whatever. So. Despite us beating Boston, I'm not ready to jump out that window yet. Nope, not doing it. I got y'all winning the first round against Cleveland. I don't care if you got four or five. I think the Knicks are a more complete team, especially with Jalen Brunson when he comes back. All Tibbs got to do is not fuck up the rotation, which is totally possible. But I got them as a more complete team. They seem more locked in. They have the best record along with Boston since the last couple months. The last couple of months, they're right there with Boston. I think they're like 19-9 or something crazy. Like, the Knicks are balling. It's not just these past nine games that they've been going off. Like, the Knicks have been balling for a while. But I'm not.
We're a victim.
I'm not ready to say that they'd be the ones to break up that top spot. I got Boston and I got Milwaukee, regardless. Because if we win the first round, we face Milwaukee, correct?
Right now, yeah. I think Milwaukee's got two games up on Boston.
Man, Philly is cursed, dog. Like, some niggas just don't ever just fucking do it. I'm sorry, they don't ever do it. Every year, it's a new reason or a new way of just not doing it.
And, bro, even though Boston lost last night, if Boston go up against Philly, I got them smoking Philly. And B gonna go off, but bro, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, like, they're like, those niggas is terrorist defensively, bro. It's crazy. Like, when you watch how they swarm stars, like, they were bullying Julius Randle in the second half. Like, it was crazy. He couldn't get a dribble off. As soon as he put the ball down, Jaylen Brown's coming from the weak side, ripping it from him. I think it's going to be a long series for James Harden if he goes against Boston, bro. That's just my opinion. I'm not ready to do that. Even though we are outside, I'm very proud of how the Knicks are playing. But I'm not ready to totally jump out the window yet. I'm not doing that. I'm not Gerard.
You are
jumping out the window. You pretty much dissing three NBA teams a day. That's jumping out the window. That's real confident. That's jumping out the window.
Did you not see what I said about all the teams? Everything I said about each team has been somewhat true.
I stopped paying attention.
Has been somewhat true.
I don't trust you. Somewhat true.
Somewhat true.
Not even a little bit.
It's been somewhat true. The Pelicans are trash without Zion. Is that not true? Memphis, the entire league hates the Memphis Grizzlies. They got all the pieces that they need to win. The entire league just wants to shut them up, so they have a big-ass target on their back. All they got to do is play healthy. That was before all this shit happened. That was before the Josh shit. That was before Brandon Clark. That was before all that.
The whole league wants to shut them up because they talk they accomplished something.
They put the target on your back. That's what they put the target on their back.
I'm not about to listen to Gerard go one by one down his points on all these teams.
I'm just saying, I ain't finished.
I have zero desire. No. You finished, bro.
I got 12 more teams to go. Chicago is included in that 12. We got 12 more teams left, bro.
Let's go, Gerard. All right, name them. I'm
gonna do it on Facebook as I've been doing. The most dangerous teams not in the top four seeds, bro, in the Eastern and Western Conference.
What about them? We just told you. Did we just tell you this? We just told you on both conferences.
The most dangerous team, not top four, like not the top four teams.
Yeah, we pretty much covered that, didn't we?
No.
All right, what's your most dangerous team, man?
Outside of the top four.
In the East, I'm stuck between. It's probably Miami. Just because playoff Jimmy.
That's what I'm going to go with. Miami, thank you, help me.
Like, Miami playoff Jimmy and Bam doing this shit. It's probably them. Maybe in the right matchup, maybe Toronto. If they get the right matchup, but I'm not sure what that is for them. But they got all the fucking players in the damn world. But I'll go Miami in the East. The West, it's Golden State. No one wants to see Golden State. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I do not want to see. I just watched Steph come fresh off of not playing for like a fucking month and just do Steph shit. It's the most frightening thing in the world to have your team playing against Steph Curry after he like makes one shot, because you know the next six are about to fall too, probably. And then you go, oh shit, just get it out of Steph's hands, and then it swings around the fucking Clay in the corner and there's nothing you can do about it. It is fucking frightening to root against the Golden State Warriors. I don't want no parts of it, especially if they get healthy, if Wiggins gets back. It's mainly Wiggins.
What was some of the most dangerous teams? See, the Knicks number five, so I'm going with the Knicks in the East because who else behind them? Miami, they ain't been playing well. Kyle Lowry, they don't have a point guard, pretty much. Kyle Lowry is just checked the fuck out. Atlanta has been inconsistent. That's why they're down there at number eight. I don't trust Toronto or Washington. So I'm going to roll with the Knicks being the most dangerous at five right now in the East. So in the West, I'm going to go. I'm always go with Golden State. I just can't. I'm sorry, man. It's just too much firepower. They can get hot at any time. And if they fuck around and get Wiggins and Payton the second back, Glove Jr., they get him back, that could be nasty on the defense side. So those are my two dangerous.
Don't all speak at once.
I know Golden State is dangerous, but Kyrie and Luka together might be a team you don't want to see out west, bro.
They're just not scared of them now. Why do you got to be scared of them in the playoffs?
Because it's just them niggas in the playoffs where they can each take over a game, bro, together, bro. It's going to be. It's LeBron and Kyrie all over again.
No, it's not. It's not close.
It's
not close.
It's them all over again. Oh my God, just no defense, bro.
That's what his power is exactly going to be. He's doing this on purpose, y'all. This is going on Instagram. This is the part where all of this get, we get mad and then go on Instagram. No, stop. We know what this is.
Because you knew exactly what the point was going to be. Next just time. Like LeBron, just like Kyrie and Luka are coming to the playoffs, that no defense is coming crazy. Right to the playoffs.
That's what I said. That's I literally what, said that's it.
What, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You took away our point because you knew what the fuck we was going to say. Because you knew how stupid that was.
It's still stupid. It is still
dumb. Dumb as shit.
It's not.
Who's good? You know it's who the else? Thing to LeBron you know who else LeBron no, it's and not. Kyrie had? LeBron and Kyrie also still had J.R. Smith and Kevin Love and Richard Jefferson and even Tristan Thompson would grab 15 rebounds every fucking game. They had other people who were going to do shit. You that trusting in Dwight Powell? Reggie Bullock? You buy in Reggie Bullock?
No.
They made it to the Western Conference Finals with Luka, bro. By itself.
Because Chris Paul and the Suns choked badly.
Yeah, I feel sorry. I'm sorry, but yeah, see, Pete, you never mind. You know how I feel. That's all I'm saying.
And I fucks with Luka. That image of him smiling at Devin Booker will live rent free in my head forever. It's one of the greatest NBA moments of the last 25 years. You can't tell me different. But come on, nah. No. Zero defense. We came back from
the closest to LeBron and man, it's my Gerard. Man, what's the next topic, man? I'm
telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, Malik, who you got?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I don't even want to talk basketball with you no more, bro. Can you just get the USB, please? I don't want to talk basketball with you no more, bro. Just get to the UFC, dog. I'm done. Like, after that comparison, bro, I'm straight. Don't need to talk.
All right, bro. All I'm saying
don't worry about my opinion, bro. You got it. You got it, for real. You won this argument.
You
can say I
go to UFC, bro. Fuck, you won this argument, my guy. He tried to put us on the Instagram screen, bro. I know. All three of us can't feel this strongly about it, and he beat his dad serious. I know the play. I see the play. Nah, man. Yeah, man. UFC 285 of this weekend, man. Yeah, man. I don't know what he talking about. Kyrie and LeBron.
That shit was wild, man. This shit, I didn't really want to talk basketball no more after that. It was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's how you feel? Oh, okay. UFC.
All right, we had John Jones make his, what, he's been out 3 years now? He made him move to a heavyweight division.
Wait. We might want to go cold, right? We might want to go cold first.
And we just started the
code. If we was gonna do both, we might as well do code first.
Let's do code first then.
I don't want to talk about neither one.
Why don't you want to talk about one?
Why? Corey, what's wrong?
What's the problem?
It was a good fight.
We had Shevchenko versus Grasso. I'm pronouncing them both right.
Yes.
I think I'm pronouncing them right. Shevchenko lost in the fourth round.
Whoa.
Due to a rear naked choke. How do you feel about this, Corey?
Well, I gotta go. No, I'm pulling my Malik card. I don't want to start.
I usually turn to you for you to break down the fight. You know how this goes. Like, that doesn't work here. Like, I usually turn to you to break down the fight. So you actually have to go first.
I'm hurt. It was a sad UFC Saturday night for me.
The whole night was sad because it was some good fights going on.
No, just the ending of it was just not great.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Did you watch the card or were you at work?
I was at work and I was leaving work right as the walkouts were happening because they were showing the walkouts on ESPN.
And so I went and I walked out to my car and I was trying to get a stream going and picked up, and it wouldn't pick up. And then finally I got one to pick up, and the first image that was there was John Jones like this with a belt around his waist.
Nice.
And
didn't take long.
I was like, what the fuck just happened? And I mean, I've since gone back and watched the entire 2 minute fight. And
we own Shevchenko and Grosso.
We talk about the co-main right now.
Like, about the co-main,
get to the John Jones shit in a second. How do you feel about the co-main?
I did not get a chance to go back and watch the whole fight. I read some reports, listened to a couple of things. I saw the sequence that ended the fight. Like, I saw what happened and how it happened. And Shevchenko got caught. She throws the spin kick 100 times a fight. She missed. Grosso said it herself. Her and her camp had been drilling at it. She throws the spin kick, attack the back. She did it perfectly. She choked the entire fuck out of Shevchenko with a whole white. All this was just white. That fucking picture they showed was ridiculous. Shevchenko got caught. It is just what happens in MMA. Everything that I saw had her winning the fight to that point. Not that she looked amazing, but she was still winning the fight, and she was getting comfortable, and she swung and she missed, and credit to Alexa Grasso for taking advantage of the opportunity. Do what she had to do. There's going to be a rematch. I expect Shevchenko to immediately get her title back.
Wait. Now. All right. Now. We put a little dip on our chip. We just asked about the co-main right now. Let's let Grosso enjoy her win before we just stop throwing out rematches, okay? Shout out to the new champion, the new flyweight champion. Shout out to Grosso, man. So I'm just trying to throw her in a rematch immediately.
It's going to be a rematch immediately. Not unless Shevchenko chooses to not do a rematch and to maybe move up to 135.
Yeah, go on, move up. Go move
other
up.
Other than that,
move up. Ain't nothing left at flyweight for you. Just move on up, baby.
Well, in my opinion, I will cut her some slack, because while I was watching the fight, I did notice that Shevchenko wasn't as active as she usually is. I did notice that she looked a little heavier than how she usually looks. And I saw her in the corner. I don't think she had a good weight cut.
Possible.
She just didn't look like herself. Like, you know when you're fighting fighters, you know when you're watching fighters and you can tell they're off. By the end of the first round, I was like, oh, no, she's in trouble. Because I could tell by the way she was, like, in the corner. I could tell, like, the concern in the faces of the corner. She didn't look right. It just didn't look like it was her night at all. But yeah, three Mexican champions all at the same time. It's dope for the UFC. It's dope for Mexico right now. I mean, it was an upset, but if you really watched the fight, you could kind of tell, like, after the first round, like, oh, okay. She might go ahead and get this. Because she wasn't scared of Shevchenko. Not by her strikes, not by her having her on the ground, nothing. She didn't scare Alexa at all with nothing she was doing. So, but I got them having a rematch for sure. But I wouldn't if I was her. Go get Amanda, bro. I'm tired of seeing, like, just go get your Amanda fight. Just go get the Amanda fight. We don't really want to see you fight nobody else. You was dominant champion. We got you. Cool.
We got it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got there's you. Nothing else there for you.
But there's nothing there for you. Just go ahead and go get Amanda. Like, that's what I think she needs to do next, me personally.
That's the legacy fight for her.
Yep.
That's the legacy fight. I think if she were to fight Amanda
and beat Amanda, I think she would have an argument for best female fighter ever. But she has to get the, even though most of us think she won the second fight over Amanda anyway, like, she has to get an official victory over Amanda, and then you could make the claim she's the greatest female fighter ever. Because those are the top two. Ronda's the most influential. Like, because of Ronda's superstardom is why women's MMA grew to where it was, and Ronda was at a whole different level of popularity. But pure just skill-wise and fighter, it's Amanda and it's Shevchenko. So that's... I've been calling for that fight for at least 2 years. Everyone fucking has. So I'm all for that. But I think it would have to be like a Shevchenko choice of like, yeah, I'm good. I'll move up to 135. Because she fought at 135 before there ever was a 125 division. The only person she couldn't beat was Nunes. 125 is her natural weight. Like, that is where she should be fighting. It's the old Mighty Mouse thing, where it's like, Mighty Mouse was supposed to be fighting at 125. That was his size. He fought higher because he didn't have a choice and was still very, very good. But ideally, this is a weight class. Unfortunately, there ain't that many people there in those weight classes.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a natural weight class anymore. She looked a little heavy to me.
Could be. Could be.
We on to your cousin, Gerard?
Yeah. Hey, man. John Jones, Cyril Gane. It was the main event Saturday night. It's really the only fight that I wanted to see. I wanted to see how John.
And it was like waiting on the Tyson fight in '93. You wait all day for this fight. Dude. Here comes Tyson. He walks out and knocks this nigga out 36. My thing is, man, the whole Stipe fight, I heard him call him out. It didn't even look genuine. It just looked like they told him, hey, say something to Stipe. Like, I'm not even interested in that fight for real. Stipe is a little older now, bro. Like, no, man. Nah.
But it's the only fight they can make.
But it's the only thing that they can do. And that sucks because after that, then what? Who else is going to beat John Jones in the heavyweight division? It's not a damn soul that anybody, even Dana White, is going to have to bring somebody in. And I don't know nobody. I don't know no prospects out there that's up there to John Jones stature. So it's going to be like, damn, he's dead. Damn, they're going to have to retire with the belt.
He went at Ngannou in the press conference, too. It was kind of funny. I forgot about Cyborg. My fault. But Nunes knocks her clean the fuck off. Cormier is not. No.
Cormier. He's off the headset for who?
No, he's not. He's going to take off the headset to go for interview who? Him after the fight, maybe.
Shit. Nigga, I don't know no nigga going there getting that with bow ties. Even Kid Shaq, he let Tito get a number four in. He let him get three off. He let him get four in.
No, but it was hilarious because Jones was just was like, oh, I'm a changed man. I've gotten surrounded myself with positive people and all this stuff. And then the next question was. So Francis Ngannou tweeted, good job, John. Signed the heavyweight king.
Yeah, heavyweight king.
What is your response, John? And John just immediately, Francis is a big old pussy.
Because he know that's the fight he wants, bro. That's the fight he really wanted, bro.
I thought you said you changed. Like, he literally was like, I've changed. I'm a different person. The second it happened, he's a pussy.
I'm changing. I'm a different person, and I still kind of – I mean, the Lord's not done with him yet. All right, let's just keep it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
It was just the time he couldn't have been more perfect. Like, it was absolutely beautiful. Well, that would be the ideal fight. But, Stephen's done. Listen, Cyril Gane has solidified himself as – you're just below the level of the top tier. You're really, really good. You're really, really good
until they bring in the big guns. And as soon as you see one of them, you be looking up at them like, like that look you had after he choked you out and you were looking up at him like, wait, nigga, like, nigga, did I tap? Yeah, nigga, that was you.
Oh, that was a shame. That was a shame.
Yeah, man, John Jones running out of matchups like real fast. Even if he had Nagano, it's like him and Stipe, and then what?
That's it.
You go back down to light heavyweight and kill them all over again. Like, no,
He's not doing that because he took an entire process of him putting on that weight. He's not gonna take that weight off now.
Shout out to Matt Hamill, man. It's the only nigga that Mike can see John. He can't hear him, but he can see him. Shout out to Matt.
I can't deal with you on that one. That was wrong. That was right, but it was wrong.
I did lie.
No.
Listen.
No.
Stick to Omos right now. Omos is cool. John Jones. Nigga, you had nigga Kane Velasquez. Kane got you out of there. Let's not talk about John.
No.
Not for Brock. Nah.
Brock would get his ass.
And Brock loves Brock loves giving out punishment. He don't want that. He don't want none of that smoke. He ain't trying to take no punishment.
All bad. It's what it is. Credit to John. He needed to come out and make
heavyweight king now. Heavyweight GOAT now. No, I can't say heavyweight GOAT now.
He ain't heavyweight GOAT.
I just say GOAT. Let me just call him GOAT. Call him GOAT for sure.
GOAT for sure. Yeah, I think he's a GOAT, bro. That was very quick, though. Like, I had Brent at the crib, and he was like, what happened? Like, he won already, son. He literally won already.
Good thing y'all get paid by the hour.
My man got kicked in the nuts, and then it was just like, all right, let's go. And then he choked his ass out.
I don't think he's ever had a finish that quick.
Yeah, they got to be one of the quickest. Yeah, he don't normally just come out bombing like that.
He's a grind you. He grinds. Yeah. He wrestles. He controls you, and he just slows you, wears you down. That's how he goes. But I mean, he just ran through Gon like it wasn't shit. It was impressive, but it also kind of put Sarogon in a place where, you know, like even at this point, like if Gon were to win a title, like it would be like, oh, John Jones now retired, and so the belt is vacant, and he fights some random dude and he wins it. It's like, yeah, I guess you're the champ now, but.
Wasn't he like interim heavyweight before?
He was interim champ because Dana White hates black people. And bullshitted Francis Ngannou. And then they fought Ngannou, and Ngannou out wrestled him on one leg.
Cyril Black.
I know he is. He didn't really have a non-black option. If he could have found one, he would have. But he was the less black option. And he's also French.
I was about to say something, but I don't want to get beat up.
Every black champion Dana White has had some kind of issue with. All of them. He's not Razor Blades is not up and coming. He done got up and coming.
What's the other big
Derek Lewis?
Yes. Them niggas got to stay down in their lane, bro. It ain't up there with John Jones. Mm-hmm. Like it's literally nobody for John, bro. Like that's it. After Stipe, if it ain't Francis, man, fuck it.
So does John retire after July? Because they said his fight already set up for July.
Who knows? I mean, it depends on him. If he want the money, I guess that's the only thing he'll be fighting for is money. He won't be fighting for nothing else. He'll be fighting a bunch of low tier heavyweights. I don't think he want to do that.
It would have to be something like a challenge. He needs a challenge. And, like, yeah, no, there's nothing.
Ain't nothing there. It's nothing there.
All that.
Oh, man, Gino.
And you say I hate John Jones. Jesus. Oh, that much shit.
Well, my Cash App is ready.
I bet someone else on my job too.
Damn, you fucked up. I don't know why. Why? I was trying to get you to back down from it, but you wouldn't. You just wanted to be a stubborn asshole. I tried to tell you. I was like, hey, look, bro. I showed you a quote in the group chat. Yo, I don't train like that. Oh, wait, nigga, what? Ain't you about to fight John Jones? And you tell him that you don't train like that? Immediately. Okay. Immediately, and what happened? Hey, John was like, I don't believe that shit. Hey, I believe it after what I saw. I believe it.
I believe that shit. You bro don't look like you're trying to.
Bro ain't work on no wrestling.
No wrestling.
No wrestling.
No deep, no takedown defense, no nothing.
He didn't even get to
the point to get taken down. He can choke out before he even get taken down to the ground.
He didn't try to roll when John was taking him down. He didn't fight the hands. He didn't do none of the basic shit that you need to do to try to stop yourself. So he sat down and proceeded to get his ass choked out in the guillotine. That's what he did. And that's the guy you betted on. And you did it twice. So I'm ashamed of you because you knew you were wrong the first time. I'm ashamed of you for that. So, no, he doesn't hate John Jones more. Clearly, you do, because you bet against yourself. That shit is crazy. Little Boydom. It wasn't even a competition. Yeah. Little
Boydom. My man didn't even get out midway through the first. Like, that's nasty work.
And John didn't exactly look slow in there either. I watched it again. On the second watch.
He was pretty quick. That was the one thing he said coming in was that he still felt light on. He still felt quick.
At first, when I saw that B-dubs at first, I was like, yeah, John does look a little slow. Nope. I came back and watched it again. Nope. I was just drunk. Nope. Yeah,
he looked a little faster than 205. He damn near like 205 John to me.
John Jones is a heavyweight. It's a nightmare, bro.
That's crazy right there because he's moving quicker than all them other ones. So
John Jones is a heavyweight is a nightmare. If he could dispose of Cyril Gane like that after Gane gave everybody else in the top 10 that type of trouble, hey, yo, good luck. Good luck.
They don't have nobody left but old-ass Stipe. I'm sorry, bro, but that shit going to go the same way. We all know if he's going to choke him out, but it's going to go out.
Nah,
Stipe ain't going out in two minutes.
Nah, I think it's gonna take Stipe a while. I still got mad respect for Stipe. Him and Daniel Cormier just hated each other. They went through a fucking war. Like they just hated each other. They still hate each other. But he does kind of remind me as like the grumpy old man now. Like when you see him, when you see him talk, he don't have nothing good to say about nobody. Like, Stipe kind of seemed like a little bit of an asshole to me. just to be honest with you, I know he's probably not, but still, like, yeah, John, I got John winning that fight too. So,
John will be a heavy favorite for sure, even against Stipe, but.
You don't have to worry about John taking any punches flush. After what I saw, he's still rolling mm-hmm. his shoulder and all types of shit.
Yeah,
John is a different level for real. John a different level. If the guy can't touch him, I don't see nobody else doing that.
That's it, bro. It's nobody else, bro.
It's nobody else, bro. If guy couldn't touch him, no. Oh. Sorry. Beating the hell out of everybody else.
He going to have to go to WWE and fight Brock because Brock's not coming there.
Oh, he beat the hell out of Brock. It'd be real bad for Brock if he go over. He got to be real bad for Brock. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Brock, I do go make that bread, though.
No. No. You're getting more money. You get more money for doing less.
You want to take that punishment, though? Danger. Brock, the bag is there, but boy, do you want to just take that punishment? Because you go get your ass.
You're going to get fucked up. Nah. Keep he that WWE smoke Brock. Man, don't take but 5 bumps a match, maybe. He ain't fucking... Mm-mm.
Nah, he be smart built for this shit.
John is a heavyweight. It's crazy. I didn't... I'm still shocked at what I saw.
Yeah, I had John beat him just not in 2 minutes. Like, come on.
That's just, that's I had him beat him too. I said 2 rounds. I was a round off.
Yeah, a whole head, well, round and a half.
I was a round off. I came on fight night and told them niggas it was going to be in 2 rounds. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
No, I looked at Corey like he was crazy. Before he was
But, man,
yeah, I got nothing.
How much you owe Malik Corey?
I don't remember. I think it was 20.
25. It's not, it should have been 75, but it's 25.
That's fine. Less than what I thought.
Boy, what it been. Boy, it was prepared.
Because I know how I am, especially with bets like these, and I know I'll push it higher than
you. Oh, you pushed it. I'm showing mercy.
That's why I'm like, I'm not sure what it was. Because I'd have been like, Winnie, that's it. Put 50 on it. Like, I will do shit like that. I know
it was, it was more like, if you don't knock him out, type deal. Type shit. I think it'll. It's like an extra if you don't knock him out.
I think my stipulation should still cash in because he did that shit in literally 2 minutes. But
Gino, what is wrong with you? What?
Gino on his Gino shit. You know that Gino is. What's up, Gino, man? Hey, let's get out of here with some positive words, my boys.
I ain't got a lot of weed and it's banned from all appearance of evil. Shout out to John Moran, man. Get your life together, nigga. Go crazy. Fuck, man. That's my goddamn positive word.
Shout out to Pau Gasol, the greatest human being on earth. About to get his jersey in the Raptors next to Kobe tomorrow night. I will be there, and I can't wait. Lakers get a win.
You on mine first, or you got one?
Got what?
Positive word.
That little positive word is Nick's take, nigga.
Hey, bro.
End the show. Fuck your positive word. We don't want to hear that shit. Nick's tape, nigga. End the show. End the show. I was humble all show. I ain't being humble no more. You're not getting your shit off. You're not getting your positive word off. I'm going to keep talking.
Hey, man. Make sure y'all shop with us at theshopmerch.com, bro. Go buy a t-shirt, a hoodie, some pants, some shorts, some flip-flops, all that good shit. Go buy it right now. We on all streaming platforms, bro. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can catch the video replay on Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook, my dogs.
Got Miami. And it's the most dangerous team coming out the East under the 4 seed. This nigga is bugging. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? You didn't give me a chance.
Fuck you and your Knicks. Fuck you and your Knicks. How about
that? Yeah, be mad. Fuck yeah, that's what I like. Be mad. Yeah, yeah. Fuck you be mad. Be mad. Yeah, yeah. Don't know. It's crazy. You niggas got the number one seed. Don't nobody even talk about y'all niggas. So whatever. Hey, everybody know y'all frauds too.
Whatever. It's fine, bro. When we win, it's gonna be fine, bro.
Win what?
When we win, it's gonna be fine.
Oh, your participation award that your franchise is known for, right? That that's what you're gonna win? The participation trophy every fucking year you get? Yeah, we already know you're gonna win that.
No participation trophy, bro.
It's crazy. The only team in the league allergic to the finals, regardless of the decade. Fuck out of here.
No.
End the show.
We're winning this year.
That's not winning anything.
We're winning this year, bro.
Whatever.
We winning this year, bro.
Whatever.
What the fuck you talking about?
Whatever. Charles Barkley ass niggas. Whatever.
Yo.
Fuck out of here.
That's fine, bro. That's fine. That's fine, though.